Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and you can hear that intro. You know what it is. It's Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 1. Man, that intro is just so classic right now, isn't it? Thanks to C418 for their version of the Stranger Things episode. You know what? I'm going to make the executive decision here to let that just play in the background now. So what is this? It's Stranger Things, Season 4, Volume 1. The platform is Netflix. Runtime of 7 episodes. Each with a long runtime, but it does not feel long. It actually kind of sucks you in. A quick casting is Millie, Bobby Brown, and Sadie Sink. The rating is MA. And by the way, this just broke the viewership record for Netflix. So congratulations to the Duffer Brothers who direct this. So 60 seconds on the clock for Stranger Things Season 4 Volume 1. What's it about? The Stranger Things crew is back at it again to save the world one last time. Well, second to last time. Third from last time. You know what? You just get the point. Why to watch it? The 1980s nostalgia alone and the strange soundtrack are worth it alone. They are leaning much harder into the horror aspect this year. Paul Reiser in particular stuck out to me for his steadiness. And I have to say, I was pleasantly surprised to see them connect some dots that I was not expecting them to connect. That was a welcome change. Why to skip it? They're using the same old script from seasons past. They build up secondary characters just to kill them off, then rinse and repeat. And every so often, they keep one of the secondary characters and add them to the main cast. But it's getting really old. If you really want to move the series into the legendary status, you need to kill off some of the main characters. My suggestion is Dustin. Do not come after me. I'm just saying I love the character, but it gives them something to rally around moving forward for Volume 2 of this one and all of Season 5. You can only play it safe for so long in a horror series before it gets wrong. Rating out of 10. Actually, I bumped it up to an 8.1 because I wasn't expecting them to connect some dots there. And it has 2 episodes to go for the Volume 2. I really, really stress that they need to up the body count for it to move into a legendary status for me. And I really do want to move it. It's a great series. You should go watch this. By the way, Volume 2 comes out on July 1st, and I will be all over it. Follow me at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, or email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. As always, thanks for listening. Please feel free to share me with a friend or an enemy. It doesn't matter to me. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we play Running Up the Hill by Kate Bush on repeat until we get to July 1st to finish Volume 2. Wait, what?